So here's an example of what I love to eat almost every day. It's oatmeal, whole oatmeal, okay? Rolled oats that are whole, because some of them are refined. You know, they take the oat bran out, and then you get a more refined oatmeal, which is still pretty good, but this is way better because it has all the fiber, and that's what we need for our gut health, for our gut microbiome, and that's what it's about. But this is an example. It's just oatmeal with some raisins. You could add water, coconut milk, almond milk, whatever. I mean, something so simple. You just throw in some oatmeal, raisins, nuts, seeds, whatever you have available in the moment, and that's it. It's like a quick snack. In fact, I'm hungry, so I'm going to go get more of this, and I feel like eating it right now, but I don't love talking with my mouth full, so I'm just going to set it aside, wait a few moments, delayed gratification, which is something that most of us need because we are driven and we have these urges to eat whatever's available, especially at parties, at get-togethers. Hopefully you have some with your family, friends, and it's like you have temptations. Even if you live alone or with your family, there's always some things that you gravitate towards, okay? So those are usually high in sugar, zero fiber. And as you know, we need to increase our amount of fiber. Not the amount of protein, but fiber. And where do you get it? Whole foods like these, like the oatmeal that I showed you. Oh, it's looking so good. So I have an urge to eat my fiber food because I have trained my brain to actually desire really, really healthy food. It just makes me happy. And I have some beans waiting for me. And I have a smoothie that I have to liquefy because I think it's kind of stiff right now. I mean, I have to add more water to it. And I also have this filter to ionize water, which is also very interesting for me and very important. So I have to install that soon so that I'll have the best water. And when I don't, I'll use maybe instead of water, some ginger tea or some canelilla tea or whatever tea I'm drinking. I'll add some of that instead of just plain water. Why? Because we need the water to be absorbed by the fiber food. In this case, the oatmeal, or maybe it's your bran cereal, perhaps. It's like we need to create that volume in your gut so that it actually helps to move everything out. We don't want to get dirty in this conversation, and I don't like to talk about POOP, but it really is about that. It's like you need to get the highest quality everything because you need to clean out. It's like the fiber is for you to clean your system, okay? How can I say it? How can I emphasize it? It's like most people I know have some sort of constipation and they're not going to the bathroom regularly. And I tell you, you can go to the bathroom every single meal you have. And maybe if you're like me, you're doing more intermittent fasting, then you won't have so many meals. Or maybe you'll have the meals within the window. For example, 16-8, which is the intermittent fasting that I mostly do, although I get to 20 hours. And that's 24, you know, so you'll have a smaller window of time to eat. It'll be 20 hours fasting, 4 hours eating. But let's talk about the typical one. Okay, so we have 8 hour window to eat, and it may be until 8 o'clock p.m. your time. I don't know what schedules you have, wake up and sleep cycles. So in my case right now, I have approximately 8 hours in which I can eat, but that includes the time that I'm actually working because I tend to be, or have tended to be, more of a night owl kind of yes, that's very interesting, and it has to do with our lifestyle, and sleep is so important for our gut. But back to the fiber, it's like you can find very, very simple and practical ways to add fiber. So I'll give you more examples. One is in the cereal. Okay, just by adding more and more, and this is raw, this isn't even cooked. Of course, you could cook the oatmeal and make it into a porridge. Oh, that was so typical in my family. We'd have that almost every day, and it's kind of sticky like that, you know? This is just raw oatmeal, very, very simple, you know, basically soaked with some raisins, and then if I soak the raisins more, you know, they'll get plumper, and so they'll be like little grapes. Well, not so big, but you know what I mean. You know, whether it's cranberries or blueberries or anything, that blackberries, it's like you can add so much to that. And you could take dehydrated bananas, for instance, and they'll be hydrated within your oatmeal. And that's great. So you can add it as a a raw vegan like I am, okay, for the most part, but you could also cook it, okay? You could add more fiber to your typical meal. For instance, some people eat a lot of soup, and you can add fiber to the soup by adding more vegetables, of course, and also by adding maybe some oatmeal, maybe some oatmeal flour to make it thicker, and even hot chocolate. So it's even for fun things. And when it comes to smoothies, you know, just by adding more and more veggies, and I say more and more, and sometimes my smoothie is way too big, but you know what I mean. It's like the typical one that I recommend is with orange juice. So instead of orange juice and the frozen strawberry and the banana to sweeten it, which is basically it, and then some milk. I used to recommend yogurt a long time ago, but you know, I've been vegan for almost 11 years, so that's what I'm doing, at least when I'm recording. Anyway, so I believe in all plant powered, all plant based, and no need for anything that's not kind nor plants, nor coming from plants. So in that case, you know, you could add almond milk, coconut milk, whichever milk, to your smoothie. So you'll have something that is really healthy and super high in fiber. That's what we want, because the more fiber, guess what? The higher the concentration and variety of our gut microbiome, which is what we want. And therefore, we'll have higher immunity. Why? Because something very simple, our fiber feeds our gut microbiome, and all these good bacteria fend off all what's not good, you know, the pathogens and the not good bacteria, but also the good bacteria actually, you know, like lactobacillus, bifidobacteria, you know, I said it almost in Latin, I think, you know, lactic acid bacteria, like lab bacteria for the most part. Okay, it really teaches the killer cells of our immune system. For me, it's just fascinating. And I have so many papers that talk about this, and some are talking about fermentable fibers, which are soluble. Some are about insoluble fiber. So it's very, very interesting. And there's so much that I can't even fit into this course, but I do want to tell you that it's very, very simple and you can just try it out. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is that you're going to go to the bathroom more often. You know, it's like, you're not taking anything that's experimental. You're not taking anything that's irreversible. I mean, just by eating more fiber, you're feeding your microbiome and therefore you're elevating your immunity. It's so, so simple. Now, the complex part of it is how the bacteria actually teaches our human cells. You know, I thought that our human cells were more advanced and evolved than the bacteria, but it seems like it's the other way around. Somehow, bacteria is smarter, maybe, fighting it off. And anyway, I'm going to be talking more about this and we're going to get into it. I'm going to give you all the scientific references so you can go check that out for yourself, and maybe you have a better way of explaining it. But for me, it's so simple. More fiber, higher health, more immunity, lose weight, feel great. Simple. I'm going to keep on eating. So till next video. Thank you.